Luke 1, 26 to 38. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin whose name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, with the one who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her.
Good morning. Yes, there is sound. So this is the third sermon in the series of Enter His Story. We have discussed Joseph, Elizabeth, and Zechariah. Today we will talk about Mary. Are you like Mary? So when I think about Mary, the first thing that pops in my mind is the Catholic Church, because in the Catholic Church they kind of worship Mary. You see that here see several pictures of the Pope praying before a statue of Mary. This is not what we believe as Church. We believe that Mary is just a human being like all of us, and we should not pray to her. There's a verse in Isaiah 42, verse 8, I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not yield my glory to another or my praise to idols. So we believe that we only pray to God, to Jesus, and not to a person, even though Mary is the mother of Jesus. However, when we read this part in Luke, we even see that God gives honor to Mary. We can read that next part. So she is not just someone. She is someone, and she will be remembered in all years after that, and now, even now. So let's have a look at who is Mary. Mary is a descendant from David, also Joseph. Both are descendants from David. So she is from a royal family. Although the royal family of David was bigger and bigger, and I think Mary was not a rich person, she was quite poor. And she was engaged to Joseph, a carpenter. She was also a virgin. never slept with another man, with a man. So these were just read. This is just conclusions from the Bible verses that we read. So what would be her age? In the Jewish culture at that time, it was quite common for girls to be engaged already at the age of 14 and get married soon after that. And if you look at Mary, she is quite wise. We will come to some text that she's speaking later. So she can't be too young because she speaks quite mature language. She knows that babies are conceived in a certain way because she said, how can I be pregnant if I never slept with a man? So she knows about sex. So my guess would be that her age is around 14 to 18 years. That would be around her age. She's not older, I think. From the Jewish culture, it's quite normal to have a young girl. So we are talking about a young girl between 14 and 18 years that receives the message of the Lord via Gabriel. And what noticed me when I read the chapter in Luke is that she was highly favored by God. And that's what we read. And we will come back to that again. But in God's eyes, she is highly favored. So what does that mean, highly favored? We read in verse 28, when the angel appeared to her. And the angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." And then I remembered a verse in Proverbs, what it means to be highly favored by God. When are you highly favored by God? We read that in Proverbs 3, verse 1 to 4. "My son, don't forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commands. For they will bring you many days of full life and well-being. Never let loyalty and faithfulness leave you. Tie them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will find favor and high regard with God and people." This says something about Mary. Mary, obviously, was loyal and faithful. She kept the commands of the Lord. She did not forget the teaching of God. And because of that, she was highly favored by God. She wrote the commands of God on her heart. She tied them around her neck. And then she found favor and high regard in God's eyes. And God chose her to be the mother of Jesus. I think that is amazing. Just one person in the whole history of the earth can be the mother of Jesus. Only one person. She was chosen. She was highly favored by God. We can remember that. It's not just a normal person. It is a normal person, a human being. But I mean, we can give her, we can talk about her with reverence because she is highly favored by God. That does not mean we have to pray to her. That does not mean that she can intervene between us and Jesus. No. But she is quite some person. God chose her to be the mother of Jesus. She was favored by God. Next thing that I noticed when I read and studied Mary is that she was open to God's plans. So God revealed to her plan that she will be the mother of the future king who will be on the throne forever, the savior that has been expected by the Jews for so long time. And she was open to it. It's quite something when you hear you are going to be this person who will bear the savior. But she says, "I am the Lord's servant." Mary answered, "May your word to me be fulfilled." If God reveals her plan, this plan to her, I don't know if I would say yes, because it is going to be tough. The Savior, everyone will look at you, and everyone will, I don't know if you, if so, someday they come to me and say, you want to replace Willem-Alexander. Would I do that? I don't know, because I will get all the attention, etc. I'm not sure, but it was God's plan for her to be this visible, to be the mom of Jesus. And she is open to it. She says, I am the Lord's servant. Whatever you choose for me, I will follow. That's what she is saying here. May your word to me be fulfilled. And then we continue to read in Proverbs. We just read one verse 1 to 4. And now we read verse 3, verse 5 to 6 in Proverbs 3. Which says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And do not rely on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him or know him. And he will make your path straight. Again, this is what Mary did. She just accepted what God had for her. She trusted the Lord. And she did not rely on her own understanding. Although she asked the question. But she asked this question quite humble. And let's go to the next. But the next slide. But first, Mary was open to God's plan. She trusted the Lord with all her heart. And that says something about the first part already in the Proverbs. That she keeps his commands and she expected the Savior as well. She expected the Savior to come. Just like all the faithful Jews, they expected the Savior to come. And now she knows it's coming and she will be part of the plan. And she trusts God that it will be okay. She still asks a question because she's wondering by herself. How can this be? How can I bear a child while I'm still a virgin? How is it possible? So she wants to know how it's going to happen. It's not she doesn't believe it. She wants to know how is it going to happen because I have never been with a man. How can I be pregnant? And then Gabriel explains how it will be done. That the Holy Spirit will plant in her Jesus, the baby. You know, this is very different from when Zechariah received a message from the same Gabriel that his wife will be pregnant at an old age. He says, how is that possible? Because my wife is old. And then, see, he didn't believe it, you know. He did not believe it. And how can I see that it's really going to happen? He did not believe it, and he was punished by he could not talk for a long time until the baby was born. But Mary just accepts it and says, how is it going to happen? I believe it's going to happen, but how? She was very humble in asking. She did not, did not have the attitude that she did not believe it. She just wanted to know what's going to happen. Zechariah did not respond in a good way, but Mary did. Humbly, she asked, how will this be? And then read the next part of Proverbs. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. This will be healing for your body and strengthening for your bones. She was not wise in her own eyes. She just accepted whatever God had for her, even though she did not understand how this could happen. I think Mary understood that God is sovereign and God can do miracles. She believed it. So she humbly approached Gabriel. So after this explanation, Gabriel also told her that Elizabeth would get a child. And after this story, she goes to Elizabeth by herself. She travels a long distance to go to Elizabeth. And then, if you want to know how that happens, you can go to listen to the last week's message, because that's what Gilbert explained. Gilbert talked about Elizabeth. So if you want to know that, listen to the last week's message. And we read in the end that Mary stayed there until the baby of Elizabeth was born. She stayed there for 3 months. And then the baby was born, and then she went back. But in this meeting with Elizabeth, Mary discovered that, or Mary was impressed by how Elizabeth responded to her, and then she praises God. We just sang, listen to the song, Mary's Praise, Magnificat. Let's read that together, that part, because it's really nice. Mary's Praise. And Mary said, and these are wise words, so this is why I believe she is not 12 or 13, she is quite a little bit older, 14 to 18. Mary said, my soul praises the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, because he has looked with favor on the humble condition of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, because the Mighty One has done great things for me, and his name is holy. His mercy is from generation to generation on those who fear him. He has done a mighty deed with his arm. He has scattered the proud because of the thoughts of their hearts. He has toppled the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has satisfied the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering his mercy to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he spoke to our ancestors. These are the words of Mary, the praise of Mary to God. She is giving God all the honor of what's going to happen. Of course, she recognizes that from now on, all generations will call me blessed, right? And we can do that. We can call her blessed. She was a blessed woman because of what God gave her. Because the Mighty One has done great things for me. She started to realize how wonderful it is, how wonderful the future is going to be for her, but also for the world. His mercy is from generation to generation on those who fear him. And this song is written in classical music in many versions. Bach wrote the Magnificat of Mary, and Schubert and Vivaldi, they all have extensive music made on this song together with singing. This is also how Mary can be remembered, by her song, the song that she wrote and the song that is still singing, and we just sang it this morning, a piece of it. And I found online a modern version of the Magnificat as well, of the whole Magnificat, not only the first verses. And I would like us to listen to this one. It's really nice. So, it is the praise of Mary to God. Is the music on? Yeah?
Rejoices in my Savior. He has seen the humble state of my heart, and now I will call me blessed. Praise the Almighty God, he's done great things for us. Holy is his name. His mercy is free for those who fear his justice. May generation to generation loudly proclaim his down the mighty from their pretense. He scared praise the Almighty God. He's done great things for us. Holy is His name. His mercy is free for those who fear His justice. May generation to generation
like Mary. That was the topic of today, the title. So let's look again at Mary. She was favored by God because of her trust and obedience in God. Are we favored by God? We look at the verses in Proverbs. Do we follow His commands? Do we write them in our hearts? Do we tie them on our necks? If we do that, then we are favored by God, just like Mary. So ask ourselves, do we read God's word to know what He wants from us? Do we follow His commands? She was open to God's plan. She said yes, and she took action. She immediately went to Elizabeth to be together with someone who also received a message from Gabriel. She took action. She was open to what God has planned for her. Are we open to what God has planned for us? If things happen in our lives, if God provides a direction, are we following it? Or are we saying, no, I need to think about it. I'm doubting. Take action. Be open to God's plan. Mary had a humble attitude, not with unbelief like Zacharias. So let's look at ourselves. Are we humble towards God, or are we arrogant? Do we know better? Do we know our lives better than Him? Do we think God's plans may be better tweaked by our ideas? Or are we humble and just ask, Lord, how will it be? How will the plan for you, for me, be? Just tell me, explain it. And Mary was thankful for receiving this plan of God. She was thankful and honored God. She does not praise herself, but God. Are we doing that when things happen that are good? Do we give thanks to the Lord? Do we honor Him? Do we sing and praise Him? Just like today, but not only on Sunday morning. Do we do that in our lives? Do we give thanks to God for everything He's giving us? All the plans He's giving us, all His ideas that He's giving us, do we give thanks for that? Am I like Mary? Let's pray together. Father God, when you revealed your plan of bringing the Savior to this earth, to Mary, Lord, you chose a wonderful woman. A woman with a heart for you. A woman who followed you with all her life. Lord, and she was blessed by receiving your Son, Lord God. Lord, thank you for making this happen. Because of that, because of sending your Son, we can now sit here and be together and praise you because of your greatness, because of your Son who died for us, who was born on this earth, became a slave, Lord, and died for our sins. Thank you, Lord, for your greatness. Lord, help us to be like Mary, so that we are favored by you, Lord, and you will reveal your plans to us. Thank you, Lord, for this example. Thank you, Lord, for giving people in the Bible that we can look up to and learn from. Lord, I want to praise your name for who you are. Thank you, Lord, that we can celebrate Christmas in the few days, Lord, here in church or wherever we are. We can remember that you were born. We can remember, Lord, that you came here for a purpose of saving us. Thank you for who you are. Your name is praised. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right.